This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Big games and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Still thinking about Elliott's take. Like, what, Archie Diacono is still playing at Nova? I mean, come on. What are we doing here? Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. It's an on-the-record Friday. Are you in or out on the Phillies this year? Still 60% of people are in on the Phillies. Good to see. We're over the Mets series.
Not completely.
Not completely over the Mets series? All right. We'll talk to Tornado in 1 second, but let's check in with Chris in Middletown. What's happening, Chris?
Happy spike-free zone Friday, man.
Wow.
Spike-free zone. What's up, Chris?
Not too much there, Ike. How are you doing today, Mr. Fritz? How are we? We good, guys?
Yeah, listen, it's a good day to speak the truth about the Phillies without having to, you know, be bullied out of your opinion.
I love the fact that, you know, Jackie Baseball can spread his wings and fly, and we get to hear nothing but the Phillies, and I don't have to hear a lot of nonsense. So, just buckle up. Like, it's going to be, get your popcorn ready.
Yes, I got my popcorn ready.
Oh, I'm sure,
ready.
Yeah. Yes. People are thrilled. Are you in on the Phils or what?
I'm 1,000% on the Phils. First, before I get the Phils, dude, I don't know how you guys, you're all saints. I don't know how you deal with him. He makes me want to smash my head against the wall when he comes on and starts arguing his nonsense. Like, Peter Pan Shore Parks, can you please grow up and stop, like, trying to have this thing called?
Hold on. What if Penn State's like Kerry Collins a quarterback? Maybe you have another title.
Well, you know, there are exceptions to every rule there, yeah, that can be made.
But you guys, can still have Hackenberg. You still want Hackenberg?
No, nobody wants Hackenberg.
That's Hughes boy. We sent them to the Jets.
Yeah.
So, listen. The Phils, man, dude, I can't wait. I already got seats for the third game of the series, taking my daughter out of school that Thursday, and, you know, we'll be heading up to the ballpark and watching the best damn baseball team in the country because,
well, second
guys,
best.
This is, excuse me?
Well, listen, we can still give credit to the Dodgers. It's okay. Second best team in baseball.
They collapse like they normally do. But, guys, listen, I mean, they're going to go back-to-back. This is the year of the Phils, all right, the Philadelphia sports teams. They're going to go, we're going Eagles, we're going Phils. It's going to be craziness. Dude, I'm super excited. I will say, though, Jack, my excitement has been quite heavily tampered by the fact that I got to watch Taiwan be in the pitching rotation to start the season. Not too happy about it.
Only a couple weeks. Only a couple weeks, Chris. So what's bothering you on the everyday gripe? What's bothering you?
Here's what's bothering me. I cannot stand when non-athletes start chirping and talking smack to people who will mop the floor with them, and that includes you, Mr. Muppet Weasel, Joe DeCamera. Dude, the fact that you think you could beat Mr. Fritz is absolutely insane, and that makes me crazy.
Well, especially when we're down 20. Especially when we're down 20 to 25. That's not going to happen. All right.
I thought you meant being down 20 points.
No. The line's 7.5.
I got you.
In the game to 11. Now, maybe it's old age. Maybe he's getting up there. But finally, Tornado Shapiro joins us. What's happening, legend?
Hey, what's going on, Spitzer? Brother Ike, it's a spikeless Friday. Yankee baseball. How did you, boy? Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
What a beautiful Friday. Enjoy the sunshine, friend. Vitamin D. You like the D, Jack, don't you?
There it is.
Whoa.
Suck up that sun, my friend. Typical March weather, but no madness here in Philly. Big Five schools shut out again. Spritz, I know you like to get a little upset when I talk about the good old days, but this used to be a basketball town. Before you were born, we had a team out on Hawk Hill. They were 27-0 before losing in the conference tourney. Kid from Chester by the name of Jameer Nelson. Coach was a disheveled leader from Southwest Philadelphia by the name of Phil Martelli. He was of Italian extraction.
I was alive.
Well, you always blow off these old names, these classics, these good old days guys. Every time you're using Wally Pipp and Lou Gehrig, you had to look both of them up. Come on.
I did.
I go back in the days of the doubleheaders at the Palestra, Wednesday nights, 7 and 9 p.m. I'd see Mandy Mellons at 7, Cheryl Cheeks at 9. And around midnight, Mandy'd come back around looking for 7 and 9 one more time. You thought Ed Pinckney was easy. Come on.
Oh, here we go.
Cheryl I saw John Calipari peacocking last night on the Arkansas sidelines. Well, he wasn't so cocky back in 94 when a fellow by the name of John Chaney smacked down on him like Hurricane Agnes. Calipari was rattling like a child's toy, swaying in the wind like a Seaside Heights roller coaster in Superstorm Storm Sandy. Oh, Sandy, one of the best. Halloween 2012. South Jersey weather gal, Sandy Savage out of WWW Beach Balls, Abseken, New Jersey. Sandy was big and violent, just like I like him. She had a sister named Mandy. Sandy and Mandy would double team me in the backcourt, and you enjoyed that kind of pressure.
Come on. All right, come on. Focus, Tornado. We need you.
But tomorrow, mostly cloudy, wind out of the south. Be careful. Cinderella was out at McNeese State. Big upset out at Clemson over there. It happens every March, just like the night Jake Nevin upset Jay Wright at Smokey Joe's in West Philly. Jack Fritz, you might not remember the name Jay Wright. You're just a young kid. He was before your time.
Retired 2 years ago.
He was no Kyle Neptune, long before Neptune took that program to Uranus. So Jay walks in his $2,000 suit, his olive oil skin, and his full court man-to-man. It was me, Ike, Fran Dunphy, Yo-Yo, Jay Wright, Jake Nevin, all fighting over this leggy blonde from Georgia Tech. You could tell she was looking to bust a bracket that night. She wanted a little more than X's and O's, I'll tell you. So Jake Nevin's cracking jokes. He's got legs laughing herself silly. Next thing you know, the little Irishman walks out with the prize, left Jay Wright sitting there in a puddle of his own cologne. Justice. That was the same night I staged a little holy war of my own. I had a traffic gal from Villanova and a weather gal from St. Joseph's fighting over me up at Hawk Hill. What a heavyweight match. Misty Knickers squared off against Susie Spanks. The Nova play. The Nova guys weren't the only Wildcats that night. Come on, friend.
Here we go. Come on.
A year later, we were at Hayman Hall. It was me, Ike, Lionel Simmons.
Wow.
Don't ask the L-Train how he got his nickname. So in walks Tom Brookshire, Joe Wechter, and Jimmy Lynam. This is long after Raleigh broke up the Big Five. We're sitting directly across from the LaSalle Alumni Cheer Squad, Candy, Mandy, and Randy. Moms with pom-poms, all wearing tight school sweaters, lined up next to each other. They were the best version of the City Six you ever saw. These girls were active. Candy got a T. She got a technical foul for palming the ball, and then Mandy went in for a backdoor layup.
Oh, Lord.
Randy kissed one off the rim. Stevie Morris gave me a wink as he walked off the court. Game recognizes game. Yes, Fritzy, back in the day, we had hoops here in Philadelphia. And a lot of loose balls, too.
Is there a forecast anywhere in here?
You're going to get blown all around all weekend, Jack. High winds, you can book it. Saturday, break out the slicker, the rubbers, any kind of protection, 50-50 shot of precip. Sunday, high is only 50 degrees. It's the most accurate forecast in the country, and it warrants some music, please. Oh. When are you going to get that band in order?
Never.
Come on. Hand it to.
There he goes. There he goes.
God.
Tornado Shapiro, honoring the Big Five. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't know Fran Dunphy got around. That's a new one.
Oh, man, that was a lot.
Who the hell? Who's Jake Nevin? I thought it was just a random name. Is that a real person?
I don't know.
You don't know who Jake Nevin is?
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the idiot kid.
Yeah, maybe it's a coach that I don't know about or something.
I mean, Tornado does skew a little older sometimes.
Yes,
you know?
So he'll go back into coaches. Yeah, that might be the only coach I didn't. I don't even know if that was a coach or not.
To me, it's just a random guy.
Villanova athletic director for 30-some years. Hold died on. In 1985.
Of course. Can the guy update his references? 1985?
So he was the AD at Nova, okay.
Nevin Arena named after him.
Okay.
Now we're heating up.
Now we're getting it. All right,
Tornado. There he is. Tornado Shapiro.
That was a lot.
What a tense.
Man, that was a lot.
A little bit tense. All right, we'll get some more quotes from Bryce Harper here in 1 second. But let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's happening, Chuck?
Jack. Hey, what's up, man? Like old time.
Uh-oh. No, like old time, Chuck.
Back in the
like
saddle. Gonna let you cook. Hey, gonna let you cook and get out of the way.
Yeah, Tornado, man, I'm in tears right now. I almost had a heart attack just laughing so much, man. That dude. Hey, Ike, I don't know how y'all do it, man. I'm telling you, he said Joe Wechter. How you get Joe Wechter?
Man, Joe Wechter, Jimmy Lynam, Tom Brookshire with Ike and Lionel Simmons. Dying. That's a good squad.
Oh,
that's a good
God.
Squad.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious. Hey, listen, shout out to my boy ESP for winning the Inside of the Year. I didn't get a chance to call up and give him his credit. But the dude is there from beginning to end. Hardworking dude. He deserves it, man. So, ESP, I miss you going out the door. But congratulations to you, brother. You deserve every accolade that you get.
Oh, I'm sure he appreciates that. Yep.
Yeah, you gotta maintain that, though. You know, when you get on the top, right, and I knew something about being on top, right, you got to stay on top. Yeah, you know, it's good to have everybody gunning for you, buddy.
Is this Tornado? Tornado from Chuck and Mount Airy? You did have a big year a year ago. 2023 was a big year for Chuck and Mount Airy.
Yeah. But listen, 2024 was, too, though. But, you know, yeah, you got some guys that try to throw some fire on my – I mean, throw some water on my flame, but it's okay. I get back. You know what I mean? I'm doing some things right now to get back. But listen, here's the thing, right? I'm a legend at this thing. You know, Jack and Ike, you know, you got these new callers calling up here, but I didn't put my work in. Yeah, I mean, sure, I got nothing to prove.
That's true.
You know, the thing about it is, you know, set the precedent, man. You know what I mean? So these guys, you know.
Well, let's face it, Chuck. How many callers will take on Seth Joyner? Not many.
Exactly.
Not many.
Exactly. How many callers would say Mike Quick would say this? You know, this is the great Mike Quick would say this is their favorite caller.
Yeah.
How many callers would Bryce Harper, you know, mention?
That's true.
I mean, you have the approval. Yeah, the approval of Quick and Harper is pretty.
That's pretty strong. That's pretty strong.
That's high praise.
Yeah.
That's major. You know what I'm saying? So you know, and then you know, I had the great Yuki Washington himself contact me. I mean, let's keep going on and on.
You know what I mean?
Put your report. You know what I'm saying? ESPN.com. You know what I mean? Not one but two articles in the New York Times. So I don't need to prove a damn thing to nobody. I'm doing my thing, and that's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I mean? You know, Jack, that's what I'm doing.
The proof is in the pudding, yeah. Yeah.
Proof to the pudding. That's it. You know what I mean? I'm, you know, but listen, I wouldn't be nowhere without you guys.
No, it's not even us. No, we're just a vessel for your stardom. That's all we're here for.
It's a feather in 94 WIP's cap.
Yeah. Right. What would we do without you?
Listen, I mean, I had to call up about the Phillies, right?
Yes.
You know, and here's the thing.
Easy.
You know.
Nope.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Give it note.
No,
watch
your tongue.
Watch
your tongue.
Listen, man, you can't tell me watch my tongue, man. You sit back and relax and put a seatbelt on while going to drive this thing. You know what I'm saying to you? I'm going to tell you, the Phillies right now, they put up a whimper the last time they was out. They, you know, they trying to live off the Eagles right now and what they did, the championship. But no, mm-hmm. The Eagles are done. We are solely focused on them. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, Bryce Harper is going to be MVP this year. You know what I mean? And Zach Wills is going to be up for Cy Young. I give him that. But these guys, they make some stupid decisions, man. I tell you, and the organization are full of, you know, they just wimps, man. You know what I mean? Dave Dombrowski, you don't want to bring up Painter. Why wouldn't you bring up Painter?
June or July.
I tell you, when you see this dude, Chuck, when you see this guy, man,
that's what I'm saying.
You're going to love this dude. Yeah, you're going to love this guy.
I got to keep watching Taiwan Walker, man. Come on, man.
Barely.
Be on the team.
Well, until Ranger's fine. Come on, leave Taiwan alone.
No, and Ranger's hurt already, man. I mean, I tell you, listen, the thing, the Ranger, you know, I don't know what's going on with Ranger, but Ranger hurt already. What I'm trying to say is this, right? The Phillies, they had the opportunity, and I seemed like their window was closing. They're not going to be good, you know what I'm saying, this year. They're going to be good enough just to watch a beer, like I said, and go to the game, the ballpark, and enjoy the ballpark in the summertime. But I guarantee you by July, nobody will be paying attention to the field because they're not going to be any good. They're going to be people going to be getting hot dogs and beer.
Hold on. Can they keep us locked in to training camp?
Well, I listen, that's dependent. That's dependent. You know what I mean? If Bryce Harper have an all-world year, that's the only reason we're going to be locked in. But those other guys, Schwarber, Trey Turner, Castellanos, you know, Bryson Stott, you know, the guy that cries in the dugout. What's the other guy?
Bomer. That's Bomer.
Come on, man. Hey, come on, man. You know, they came. The Mets came in here, was dancing on our field.
Yeah.
You know, I hate New York. You know what I mean? They humiliated us last year. We supposed to just get over that. Like, oh, yeah, the Phillies going back to the World Series.
Well, hold on. But the Bucks embarrassed the Eagles in the wild card round. They bucked up and came back and won a Super Bowl. Why can't the Phillies do the same?
Don't ever compare the Eagles to the Phillies.
Nah, the same resume heading into this year.
No, the Eagles got dogs. Listen, do you got Jalen Carter? Is he going back for you guys?
Well, I don't know how his swing is.
Is AJ Brown coming back for you?
Now he could play center field.
AJ could play, yeah.
He could play center field, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he could. That's what I'm saying. But if you had dogs like that, Devontae Smith, those guys are dogs, man. You know what I mean? You can't compare the two. The Phillies are wimps, except for Bryce. They let him down every year.
But the Eagles were wimps last year. The Eagles lost 6-7 and got blown out in the Bucs game.
They had inner problems inside of the locker room. It's a totally different story. This team just laid down. They didn't lay down for nobody last year. They just had problems in the locker room, which caused them, you know, to have problems on the field. And they came back the next year and won a Super Bowl. So, I mean, come on, man. Like, as far as the way they're wired, you know, the Phillies are wired like Joel Embiid.
There it is.
And the Phillies are wired like Joel Embiid, and the Eagles are wired like Bryce Harper. You know what I'm saying? They're the type of team that, you know, I'm talking the Eagles are wired like Bryce Harper.
Keep cooking, yeah.
Yeah. They hit a home run, and they stare the bases down. They stare at you. They hit another one and say, you know what? You had the nerve to put my name in your mouth. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of players that Bryce needs with him. Now, what I want Bryce to do, right, I need for him to go out in the outfield so we can get a first baseman here, a real player.
He said it again. He do it today.
Garbage bum. You know what I mean? That you say he's so great. He ain't done nothing. We gave him a standing ovation, and he went back into the tank. We need a bigger
player. He started at shortstop in the All-Star game last year.
Give me Vlad Guerrero.
And then
get me Sosa as the starting shortstop.
No, that's where he lose you. That's where he lose you.
Nope. Sounds like a good idea.
That's where he lose you. What's bothering you, Chuck? I'm sure a lot of things bother you. What's bothering you today?
What's bothering me today is the fact that Joel Embiid is still on the 70.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
There he is.
Well, can't.
Trucking on here.
Can't do anything about that.
Yeah, well, he's still here. He's still here.
We signed an extension. He's not going anywhere.
No. The next move is Paul George. Get rid of Paul George,
and then I think we'll be happy.
Yeah. It'd be good. And get Cooper Flagg.
I like the three guards, though.
What?
Grimes, McCain, and Maxey?
Yeah.
Maybe, I want to see it.
Maybe trade Maxey?
No.
Get some picks?
No.
All right. Throwing out ideas.
Well, I would have to see a full season of the other two guys before I'm ready to trade Max.
Grimes is your classic, a lot of points on a bad team guy.
Yeah, I got to see if this is real or not.
Yeah.
But I like what I see, though.
With like an Ace Bailey and another Rutgers guard in the draft. Black Gritty makes his return to the afternoon show.
BG!
What's happening, BG?
First of all, I think Shapiro's still in college. That's what I heard. I heard he got a good NIL deal out here, you know. And he's the longest tenured college meteorologist known to man out here.
He wishes. He wishes.
Talking crazy. No. What we tell baseball? Oh gosh, Ike. How you been, Ike?
Oh man, two-time champion, baby, two-time champion.
That's right, dog.
God, I want that joy.
The Ike S was hitting me on the internet. They was texting me. They were like, "Yo, the show sounds classic." I'm like, "What you mean?" They like, "It's vintage." I'm like, "What you talking about?" They said it's retro. I said, "What do you mean?" They said it feels like it used to. I said, "Well, let me check it out then." And here we go. Listen to some fun radio on a Friday afternoon with the sunshine. I don't know what the difference is, but the Ike S is out there letting me know. Boy, they are on it. They're supporting you at every turn that they can handle. Anywhoosie, baseball season, I'm in, Ike. Get in with us. I'm in with 2 feet. I don't know what Chuck was talking about. Chuck was talking crazy half the time anyway. I don't know. All I know is, you know what we need to do to get the team together, Ike? You know?
What?
Because Jack already knows. We need to make sure the training staff is up to par, okay? Because last year, all the injuries. Trey Turner, I know everybody wants to be down on Trey. He came in to start that season on fire.
Oh, he was on fire the first half, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was hitting 338.
Dude, his slide was getting girls pregnant in the front row. I was so sexy. And then he got hurt. And then we went, and he came back, and the hamstring. We had too many injuries last year, Ike. So I need my manager to give a couple of people a day off every once in a while, even Cassie.
Yeah.
I know Cassie had got to play 92 days in a row. But get these dudes a regular rotational break. You know what I mean? Keep my old catcher fresh. Keep Bryson, thank you for choosing me, and just get through the season. I don't need Joe Giglio in the first 2 months of baseball talking about, this is the greatest team that's ever been assembled.
See, he got too excited.
Dude, he's bad juju.
Yeah, he got too excited.
Because he'll do that, and then a week later, he'll do the wand. The magic wand will be out, and then Trey can't be here anymore. We got to watch Giglio. Giglio's a problem.
I almost went to jail choking him out. No, no, no. I was hot last year. I'm just trying to make sure the training staff and the manager keeps my team healthy. If we're healthy, we are dangerous. You're right. We are not the best team in baseball, but we could be the most dangerous team in baseball and win healthy, and that's all I'm looking for. If you're not ready to enjoy summer baseball, shut your mammy gym mouth. They ain't the Sixers yet. They got 2 more years for the end of the Sixers, though.
No, they don't got 2 more years, Black Green. No.
Look. I'm expecting another World Series adventure this year. I'm just telling you, at least they shut up and accept their responsibility once they make a mistake.
That's true.
They don't come out.
Listen, no, they aren't in Sixerville just yet. They aren't there
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm trying to live a life. You know what I mean? Yeah. But put your feet in it. Don't go Jillio feet. Last year you was on that Jillio train. I heard you was out here tripping. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, how good? I mean, they were the best team in baseball for the first 3 months of the season.
Just put your feet in the water. That's all I need. You don't dive in yet. Just put
all right,
feet in
yeah.
water.
Well, listen, this is just like Yoshi when he told me in the middle of the Eagles season to don't be making proclamations about the Eagles going to the Super Bowl and all of that. Yeah, this is just similar to that. And, okay, I'll go with that. I'll temper my excitement for the Phillies.
I just want you in the pool with us, brother.
Right, I got you.
Me and Nolo swimming in the deep end, brother.
Yeah.
We out here. We got all the Kool-Aid rocking. Now, secondly, about those dishes, I had a roommate once who didn't do his dishes. I went out and got my own plastic for the silverware stuff. The sink got so full, he's like, man, when are we going to start splitting these dishes? I'm like, bro, I've been eating on plastic for the last 2 weeks. These are all yours. He's like, what? I'm like, yes, you dirty dog. Go get to these dishes. That's why we had to set them straight. Sometimes you got to reset the button.
You do, man. So you do.
Ask me the question, though.
What's bothering you today is our next question.
Well, besides hypocritical hosts who can't handle the pressure when the pressure gets put upon them, what really bothers me right now today is I got 2 puppies and I'm training them, and I'm dying out here, dog. If there's a dog trainer listening, hit me on blackgritty.com. I need help. These puppies are killing me, Ike.
I actually got somebody for you if you really want some dog training.
I'm not joking. I'm about to ship these pound puppies off for a week or two. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting old, Ike.
I can send you my man. He that's what he actually does. He trains dogs. So, yeah.
Look at this. People helping people.
And by the way, thank you again, I guess, for letting me know that it was clear, clean, retro radio today. I love y'all.
All right, there he goes, Black Gritty from blackgritty.com. Ike, is there anywhere we could see Tornado Shapiro's best friend?
Yes, man. Tornado and his best friend, Joe Conklin. You can catch him and the City Rhythm Orchestra. It's Philly's sports being put to music. It's at the Keswick Theater.
Theater.
There you go. Easton Road and Glenside, Saturday, April 5th. You know where you go get your tickets at. JoeConklin.com.
Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The basketball tournament is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at ChickiesandPete's.com. On the other side, back to your phone calls and whether or not you are in or out on the Phillies. Plus, next question today, what's bothering you an everyday gripe? We will also be joined by the one and only Ben Davis to break down the Phillies as again, we are 6 days away. How's Ben feel? Less than a week away from the season. We'll talk to him coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.